This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. officials say a Ukrainian airliner that crashed in Iran was most likely brought down accidentally by Iranian anti-aircraft missiles. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said it was a possibility.
I have my suspicions. It was very, I don't want to say that because other people have those suspicions also. It's a tragic thing when I see that. It's a tragic thing. But somebody could have made a mistake on the other side, could have made a mistake.
AP's John Gramble says investigators may have a difficult time with their investigation.
They have collected the two black boxes that were on this Boeing 737, but the Iranians say that these black boxes were damaged and some of the memory was lost in the black boxes.
176 people died in the crash. Gambrel reports Ukrainian investigators are trying to determine what caused the crash.
They're looking at the possibility that it could have been a missile strike that brought down this Ukrainian International Airlines flight. Now, Iran has denied that there was any sort of missile strike or attack on the aircraft and has said that it was a technical malfunction. That's a theory that Ukrainian officials also are looking at as well.
The head of Iran's civil aviation organization denies the jet was hit by a missile. Puerto Rico's top energy executive is warning the U.S. territory's largest power plant could remain offline for up to a year because of earthquake damage. This evokes memories of lengthy power outages that followed a pair of hurricanes in 2017. 2 days after being hit by Puerto Rico's most powerful earthquake in more than a century, only half of the Caribbean island has its power restored. Pope Francis is accusing world leaders of failing to listen to the concerns of youngsters pushing for global action against climate change. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says U.S. officials believe Iran intended to kill American forces with its ballistic missile attacks on bases in Iraq. This just a day after President Trump said Iran appears to be standing down from a new conflict with the U.S. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is firing back at lawmakers who are angry about the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top general. AP's Rita Foley reports.
The lawmakers say even after classified briefings, the administration has not provided enough evidence that General Qasem Soleimani was an imminent threat to U.S. personnel in the region. This is Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
Probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
But Vice President Pence says they can't release all the intelligence. Rita Foley, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, the U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote on a measure limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi describes last week's drone strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani as provocative and disproportionate. She made the comment in a statement announcing the vote on a war powers resolution that seems certain to pass the House despite solid Republican opposition. Senator Tim Kaine is circulating a similar proposal in the Republican-controlled Senate, and while that one faces a decidedly uphill fight, a number of Republicans, including Utah's Mike Lee and Rand Paul of Kentucky, have indicated they're at least willing to listen and may even co-sponsor a resolution. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Australian authorities are urging another mass evacuation across the heavily populated southeast as a return of hot weather fanned huge bushfires. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
A return of extreme temperatures has led to calls for another mass evacuation in southeast Australia. Monster bushfires have scorched an area the size of South Korea, killing 27 people, while thousands have been made homeless. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday called for unity.
I would encourage all Australians to continue to follow the advice of authorities, to keep being kind to each other as the way you are. Thank you for your generosity and your support.
The New South Wales government has pledged a further $1 billion to help rebuild communities. The fires are expected to continue until Australia experiences solid rainfall.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee reporting. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they plan to step back as senior members of Britain's royal family. AP's Karen Chalmers has more.
A communique released by Buckingham Palace hinted that Harry and Meghan's statement had caught the royal household by surprise. "We understand their desire to take a different approach," it read, "but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through." Britain's media didn't like it either, lambasting the Duke and Duchess of Sussex in articles, columns and editorials that expressed everything from disappointment to fury. I'm Karen Chamas.